Mary had a little man.
The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's a very good afternoon, because at long last, I can announce a ceasefire and a hostage deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas. For more than 15 months of conflict that began with Hezbollah's brutal massacre on October the 7th, more than 15 months of terror for the hostages, their families, the Israeli people, more than 15 months of suffering by the innocent people of Gaza. Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families. The elements of this deal were what I laid out in detail this past May, which was embraced by countries around the world and endorsed overwhelmingly by the UN Security Council. The deal is structured in three phases. Phase one will last 6 weeks. It includes a full and complete ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from all the populated areas of Gaza, and the release of a number of hostages held by Hamas, including women and elderly and the wounded. And I'm proud to say Americans will be part of that hostage release in phase one as well. And the Vice President and I cannot wait to welcome them home. In exchange, Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And during phase one, the Palestinians can also return to their neighborhoods in all the areas of Gaza. And the surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza will begin. And the innocent people can have a greater access to these vital supplies. You know, during the next 6 weeks, Israel will negotiate the necessary arrangements to get phase two, which is a permanent end of the war. Let me say it again, a permanent end of the war. There are a number of details to negotiate to move from phase one to phase two, but the plan says if negotiations take longer than 6 weeks, the ceasefire will continue as long as the negotiations continue. I've spoken to the Emir of Kuwait and the President of Egypt, and we have pledged to make sure the negotiations will keep moving forward for as long as it takes.
I mean, that is just stunning. That is the best news that anybody who gives a damn about, you know, peace and prosperity and the end of an era ending with a peace period. That's what we're looking at here. OK, just so you know. I'll explain the deal here because the deal does come in phases, and the phases won't begin until, you know, Orange Jesus is, you know, in the White House. And of course, he's going to claim that the last 15 months of incredibly hard work by Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and Burns and McGurk all were, not sufficient. All were insufficient to bring about a ceasefire, and that it wasn't until the orange man showed up and I don't know what he threatened. What did he say? All hell would break loose and it won't be good for Gaza. It won't be good for Hamas. What did he do? What did he say? He threatened to do something that nobody in the region was able to do, or he threatened some sort of a weapon that the world has never seen before. I don't know. I mean, it's so stupid. It's really stupid. However, he's going to take credit for that. For this, as you know, a la Ronald Reagan. You know what I mean? Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan thing. But he has very little to do with this day. Very little to do with this day. The days that he will have something to do with are the days coming in 6 weeks. And if in 6 weeks, okay, Donald Trump actually says that he is going to continue the second phase of this as a participant. I mean, this isn't just the United States saying this, okay? This is Egypt. This is the Qataris. This is Israel, okay? This is the whole Middle East region that is agreeing to this ceasefire, that is agreeing to, let aid surge back into Gaza, that is saying that the Israeli military has to leave, and they have to leave completely during phase two. So this isn't like a single person doing this, but of course the United States in the last 15 months took the lead in the negotiations, and the United States was able to achieve some of the most amazing results. Some of the most amazing results. And you know, I wasn't free to comment on much of this because, as you know, people on the hard left don't agree with me. They didn't agree with me. They still don't agree with me. Probably, I don't know. I stopped listening to it because I can't take it. I really can't. The people on the hard left caused us to lose this election. That is exactly my working theory about why 1% of the population that was needed to put us over the top stayed home or voted the other way. I sincerely believe that they believed the hard left, and that was the decision they came to, that they couldn't vote for Kamala Harris. They just couldn't do it and cost us the election. And how stupid. Don't even get me started on it. But I just decided, all right, fine. You want this topic? You want to lie about it? You want to cheat on it? You want to accuse the wrong person of it? When Gaza is leveled, when Gaza is cleared by a Trump administration, you'll owe the world an apology. Not me, but the world. Biden had five more days to go. And in those 5 days, they were able to come to an agreement that makes Trump look good. Okay, no doubt about it. The initial hostages, 33 of them, will be released in waves. Okay, I have the schedule in front of me. It's three phases. The first one takes place during a 42-day ceasefire period. That's phase one. And during that phase, Hamas, the terrorist group, will release 33 women and children, and some hostages over the age of 50. I'm guessing these are the hostages that are in the worst condition, the ones over 50 who they're going to release in the first phase. For every woman and child hostage returned to Israel, Israel will release 30 Palestinian women and children from its prisons. Pretty sick, huh? Women and children in Israeli prisons? Yeah. Hamas will release all the hostages over 50 years of age, and Israel will release 30 Palestinian prisoners aged 50 or older. And this is the basic schedule, okay? Day one of the ceasefire, Hamas releases three hostages. Yeah, you're not going to like this, okay? And then on the seventh day, no, they don't rest, Hamas releases four hostages. And thereafter, Hamas releases three hostages taken from Israel every 7 days. And they start with the living, and then they move on to the bodies of those who have died. During this 42-day period, there is a complete ceasefire in Gaza. Food is allowed to enter. Medicine is allowed to enter. Water must enter. Sewer repairs must begin. And then negotiations over the next phase begin. Now, I want you to understand that there is a faction of the Israeli Knesset, okay, the Israeli government, that hates this. They hate this plan. It is Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, which is made up of some uber right-wing parties, some really crazy gnome. I don't know how well you know the system over there. It doesn't matter. Just know they're ultra, ultra right-wingers. They hate this deal. They don't want this deal. They, the right wing of this world, the authoritarians of this world, want to wipe Gaza off the face of the earth. They do. Biden never did. But the hard left said he did. And that was a lie. It was a horrible lie. It was a disgusting lie. And it cost us the election, that lie.